I'm going to buy a dollar store harmonica and learn to play it just like the homeless man with wet pants on the corner.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your rock star energy drink fuel leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Yep, I'm having a rock star, eating a little perky jerky, and thinking about what I'm going to ramble to you about today. Right now, I've been sitting here working on my laptop because it's very slow. I don't know if you guys ever have this problem where it just seems like it's just really slow. Not just normally slow, but you can't almost get this sumbitch to work. You ever look at all, you click on the control panel, you get the get all the processes, and you're looking at everything that's running, and I have no fucking clue what needs to be running and what doesn't need to be running. And why is my memory running at 97% when I only have the recorder and the browser open? That shouldn't take up all that memory, should it? So I think there's some little gremlins in here. I think I've downloaded some stuff because I visit a lot of sites. So I might have gotten a bug. What's the best way to do this? Anybody ever had to run one of those? I've got virus check on here. It's supposed to catch stuff. I run the virus checker to see if I've actually caught anything, and it doesn't find anything. I just think I got to do one of those stupid reinstalls. Where you got to back up all your shit first and then reinstall to default programming. Bullshit. I hate that. I need my own personal IT department. That's right. They're the new IT people. People that can come over and work on your computer and know what the hell they're doing. They're the new IT people. So, come on, IT. Where you at, AT? IT, where you AT? Come over here and fix my HP. Yeah, that's what I'm using. I got an HP. That's a good computer, right? I've never had any problem with it. MF has an HP and needs an IT ASAP to fix his GDHP. Pretty impressive, huh? Yeah, don't act like you weren't. I'm using one of my older laptops down here in the basement. I got a new HP with 8 megabytes of memory. I think this one only has 2 or 4. 4, I believe this what this one has. And the new one has all it has face recognition. When you sign into the computer, when you pull it up, you have to look into the little HD camera on the laptop, and it either recognizes your face and lets you sign in, or you can put your fingerprint down, and it has fingerprint recognition, so you can sign into your computer and get going. How do you like that? Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Thanks to TigerDirect.com. Yeah, you know, those sons of bitches that keep sending you emails once a day reminding you that this is the final blowout. Act now before it's too late. Well, I did. This was like a $1,000 computer that was on sale for $400. Miss Thang was not pleased. She said, why do you need a new computer? You have two other laptops and a home computer, and I've got my home computer and my laptop. That is 5 computers in this house. Why do you need a new laptop? And I said, because Tiger Direct sent me an email, said it was the final blowout. You must act now before it's too late. So I ordered this $1,000 computer that was only $400, and I got a deal. Isn't that right, ladies? Ladies? Back me up on this. Come on now, ladies. If something's on sale, you have to buy it. It's the law. I did not create this law. It may not be Mudflap's man law, but it is a law that if something is on sale and you're going to save that much money, save money. And here's the deal, though. When you buy something on sale, when you get something fucking on sale, make sure. You see, here's what the word sale means. Sale means that you save money. It doesn't mean that you have extra money to spend now. That's what the problem is, see? This is what guys see in women that say, well, I got it on sale. Here's their mathematical problem. They buy a dress that would have been normally about $400, but yet they got it for $65. Wow, That's a big savings. But see, now they have extra money because they saved money. So they think, well, with that money I saved, I could buy some new shoes to go with this dress. And oh, my sweet Jesus with a beard, these shoes are on sale too. So I'm saving money by buying the shoes that are on sale. Oh, when with the money that I have saved, I should be able to go ahead and buy some new jewelry to match the clothing that I've just bought on sale. See, so I've got something on sale. I'm still saving money. I have got three objects now that I'm still saving that would have been the price of one. And with that, still got money left over. So I'm going to walk past Claire's. Oh, look, Claire's is having a $5 sale. Anything in the store for $5? Well, shit, I just saved a bunch of money on the dress, shoes, and jewelry. I should probably look at purses. Whoa, I got this purse with the money that I saved from the dress, the shoes, the jewelry. This is a great deal. I'm having a great shopping day with all the money that I'm saving. Oh, on the way home, I'll stop by the dollar store because I still have $12 left in my mind from the money that I saved on that dress. Are you following me, guys? I just think they just buy stuff. They just justify buy. Do you have a wife or girlfriend that just justify buys?
Well, I had to. It was on sale. I know they're booger earrings. That's right. They're real. They're made out of real boogers. They've been dried and sealed in plastic and dipped in an ink to color them, but they are actual human boogers. They were on sale for $2. I had to purchase these booger earrings. Do you like them? You like the way they dangle just like the real thing out of your nose? Except it's off my ears. Notice that. Look how that. Look how the light catches the booger. It's very nice. My girlfriend makes them.
Now, Miss Thang will say that she is not like that. That is not her. And it's probably true. She is not a sale kind of person. She's not even a mall kind of person. And I hate to say this about it, she's more of a Walmart kind of person. She, not in the Walmart kind of way, typical Walmart kind of way. She is in the I am thrifty kind of way. And she has actually showed me the light, the Walmart light. Not the blue light from Kmart. The Walmart light bulb went off above my head. And I've seen that I can make a few savings at Walmart. And Walmart does carry a few things that Target doesn't carry. But then again, in my head, I'm thinking, well, if Target doesn't carry it, I don't really freaking need it, do I? Yes, see, I am a Target person. I love and prefer Target. I just think Target is a little more, you know, I don't want to say snooty, but I do feel like I am more in the loop of what's going on and what is in style when I go to Target. I actually find things that are in style for, you know, yourself in the modern times compared to when I go to Walmart and I go, hey, look, they still got Billy Ray Cyrus t-shirts on sale. Huh? See, Target might have a big and tall department, while Walmart, on the other hand, has the fat and fucked up department. Do you have this in a size 42 XL? Yes, it's over in the fat and fucked up department. Would you like to take the electric scooter over there? Yes, I would. May I stop by the McDonald's and grab a snack? I'm very hungry walking from here to the scooter. And I do have to say that when I've been at Target, I have never felt like any clothes that I was about to try on might be infested. Ooh. Just me. I'm not slamming Walmart. This is a disclaimer. They may just be fine. It might just be the lighting, or it just might be the lighting on the clientele that took that into the dressing room and left makeup fucking stains on it. Ooh. I don't know, ladies. Y'all probably have seen that. I know I've seen look like nasty sweat stains on t-shirts. I don't know. Here's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing some people go into Walmart and switch out shit. That's just me. I think they go in there and try on a new t-shirt, and they leave us their old sweaty fucking t-shirt.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You know you've seen it. You know you have.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you wouldn't ooh if you hadn't seen it. See? You related to it and it creeped you out. All right, well, enough about that. I just got an email from one of the Remasculate podcasts. He writes, "Dear Mr. Mudflap, podcaster extraordinaire, topic to ponder, why does the UK have National Orgasm Day on July 31st and the US observes nothing of significance?" A very good question there, sir. I didn't know they have that day, but I like it a lot. Excuse me while I go participate. Okay, I'm back. Do you ever wish that magic was real? Like, there was really, like, you know, Chris Angel could actually do shit. Do you ever wish that? You know, where you could actually just move things, maybe with your, you know, your mind. I've thought about that. I've tried to do that. I know, that sounds weird, huh? But do you ever, you know, you've been bored at work or house or something, and you've just been, like, stare at a pencil, and go, I'll make that sumbitch move. I'm going to make it move, move, move. I will move you with my mind. Oh, crap, nothing. I know there has to be some redneck somewhere that's been sitting on his lazy boy recliner, staring at the refrigerator, trying to bring a beer, just mind-willing it. Bring me a PBR. I need a PBR now. Oh, crap. I shit in my britches. Strain too hard. Well, maybe I can mind wipe myself. Crap, still itchy. I gotta get up. Honey, do I have any clean underwear?
I don't know! Did you fucking do the laundry like I asked you to yesterday? I don't think you did, dumbass! You probably don't have any clean underwear! I'm about tired of this! Why don't you do your own goddamn laundry out once in a while?
Maybe I can shut her up with my mind. Crap, I shit my britches again. And now, here is Miss Thang with All Things Considered. Hello.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes. Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday. You ready for some news?
I am. Bring it on, girl.
All right. First up, your twin, Brett Michaels.
Not my twin.
He and his longtime girlfriend, Christy Gibson, have called off their engagement. Michaels and Gibson have dated on and off for about 18 years.
They wouldn't want to rush into nothing. Huh?
Commitment issues much?
On and off for 18 years.
Right. They have two daughters. They were engaged in 2010. And as everyone knows, he was in the group Poison. And he went through the brain hemorrhage. And I guess he's doing better. And now he's ready to get back out there and find him some new tail.
That's what he wants, some new tail.
He's a petri dish.
Is he?
He's gross. That's disgusting.
I thought you were all into the Rock of Love show and
no,
all that.
No, I've never watched the Rock. I may have caught the season. I don't even know. I remember, no, that was, I was watching some entertainment program, and they were dogging him because his children are out of control.
His real children?
Yes. Like, well, his kindergartner was getting expelled for cursing at kindergarten.
Well, when you're on a show with all the hookers that were there trying to win his love, which, wasn't he engaged on and off for 18 years?
Right.
Was that all just totally fake? Probably.
He's a petri dish. Anyone that touches him probably will lose whatever touches him.
Ew.
Anyway, he and his fiance have broken up, so Go God, get him, lady.
What is up with these celebrity couples like Robert Pattinson and what's-her-face?
Kristen
and
Stewart.
Whoever this was we're talking about.
Bret Michaels.
Yeah, these celebrities.
You already forgot?
These big celebrities that can't...
My news is so captivating. I don't know. They have a different sense of reality. Everyday Joes can't stay married. Joes and Josephines. So why would they be any different? And then their reality is so jacked up compared to the normal person.
True. All right. What's the next one?
Next. Police in Adams, Minnesota responded to a report of a domestic dispute. When they arrived, they discovered Troy Hansen had allegedly thrown a burrito at a woman, striking her in the head. Police say there were toppings on her head and right shoulder. He was arrested for domestic assault. He threw food at a woman.
What's wrong with that? It wasn't like he threw a knife or anything.
I know.
How could you have... You can't be charged with
alcohol was involved.
Well,
emotions
duh.
Were heightened.
Duh. But it's not like it's not assault with a deadly weapon or anything. What are you charged with?
Well, how hot was it? If it was hot enough, it could be.
Have you ever gotten anything hot from Taco Bell?
No. Sorry.
No.
Did you just burp?
I did. It's one of my favorite things today on the podcast.
Excuse
for no reason
him.
At all.
He's rude.
But it's a burrito. It's not... What's no... That's stupid that you can't just be angry and just
imagine
throw
the
food.
Police officers, like, if they didn't do something, they'd probably get in trouble. So they probably had to haul him in. But
laughing the whole time.
Laughing
I'm sure.
The whole dang time. Going,
what are you arresting me for? Assault with a gassy weapon.
Domestic assault. With a what?
Gassy weapon. I don't know.
You're funny.
My ex threw an egg at me.
Was it boiled?
Oh, yeah, hard-boiled egg.
That would be dangerous.
Why?
Because that's harder than...
No, with no shell on it. It just hit the wall. And
what'd you do?
I was sitting at the computer, and I turned around and looked at her, and then she just started laughing, and then you couldn't help but laugh because you were angry, and you threw a hard-boiled egg. Really?
Issues?
Yeah, so no cops were called.
I promise
nobody...
to never throw food at you.
Please, don't ever throw food.
I love
it. It always ends up in laughter. So, except for this. I don't understand how you got charged.
People are crazy.
I know.
Adams, Minnesota. You think it was a...
No, they probably weren't sure what a burrito was up there.
Their first Taco
Bell
opened.
He hit me with a burrito. Oh my God, is that like an AK-47? You know...
Is that
no,
from
that's
Mexico?
A Beretta.
All right. Up next, a 23-year-old Rapid Creek, Australia man is in the hospital after pulling the old firecrackers between the butt cheeks gag. Have you done that?
No.
What?
No.
It seems like something that happens frequently. The man was reportedly intoxicated.
Duh.
Shocking.
Alcohol was involved.
When he decided to shove a firework up his bum and light it. The man was said to have received severe and very painful burns to his cheeks, back, and private bits. The unidentified man rushed himself to the hospital before paramedics arrived on the scene. In addition to the physical injuries he sustained, the man might also be required to pay a fine for handling fireworks after July 1st, the only day Northern Territory residents can legally set them off.
Oh, my God. Fireworks in the butt. Well, that has to be like a fire butt cracker. Fire. I don't know what I'm thinking of. But
you're really funny doing it, though.
Well, I'm thinking butt crack firecracker, and I'm trying to put the two together, and it's really not working. So I tried my best, damn it.
You did good.
Thank you.
Gold star. Maybe Minnesota wasn't the best place to go if you're trying for the title of world's largest ever bikini parade.
Mm-hmm.
Only 39 bikini wearers showed up for...
bikini what?
Bikini wearers showed up for the event in Madison Lake, Minnesota. The organizers were hoping for 451 to beat the current record. 39 showed up.
But do you have enough people in Minnesota that are sleek enough to wear bikinis?
Looking
or
at
this
picture,
just 39 people that were brave enough to wear bikinis?
Looking at the picture, that half the 39 could be. The other half, maybe not so much.
Could be what?
They could be sleek enough.
You're just so polite. You can't just commit to a, you know, maybe they be, you know, they might be all right.
You're making fun of me again.
Yeah.
Okay. CNN did a stupid thing recently. They played the song Stupid Girls as an intro for Sarah Palin. Last week, Sarah Palin posted a picture of herself enjoying a fat sack of Chick-fil-A. But recently, the controversy has less to do with the contents of her dinner tray and more with CNN's coverage. The news network used Pink's song Stupid Girls as the intro music to a segment on Palin's Chick-fil-A stop. Some viewers might say, "So what?" in Pink speak, but others have slammed CNN. "You make me sick," if you're still pinking. Do you know these songs?
No.
CNN has said any connection between the song and the segment was an accident.
That I don't believe.
They said the music selection was a poor choice and was not intended to be linked to any news story.
Right, that sounds like backpedaling to me, doesn't it?
It does.
That's some PR spin right there. We can do it and then just apologize for it or say we didn't mean to. But once it's done, it's done.
Right, which is what they always do.
Right.
When anything happens that might look negative.
Right. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission. That's one of the things that my dad used to always say.
That's the big saying at my work.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
See? Because that's a way to get away with doing wrong.
Right.
You just go, "Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Whatever. Yeah, jerk. Instead of, you know.
Until they're like, "Peace out."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why people do that.
I don't either. It's stupid. It's another way of not caring about what's right. All right, I'm sounding like a Sunday school teacher.
Well, I guess that'll do the news then.
All right, you have a great Tuesday.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Is this Mike Jones and the fucked up phone?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, I spilled tea all over my damn phone and ruined it.
Ah.
I got this other iPhone that used to be Emily's, and I'm going to get my service switched over to it because I think the other one's completely screwed up.
Ah, all right. Well, this one actually sounds pretty tinny and bad.
What?
This one's got a little weird sound to it.
Does it?
Yeah, it sounds like you're like talking in a well.
In a well?
Yeah, it's kind of sounds kind of like this a little bit to me. Kind of like that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. How'd you spill tea on it?
Huh?
How did you spill tea on it?
I don't know. Me and Kim were watching the movie and a little drunk just put it, dip over.
Don't you have insurance on that phone?
Actually, yeah, you know, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Forgot about that. I've got insurance through State Farm on that phone, as a matter of fact. But I still have to go buy another one. I just have the service switched over. And I've already got this iPhone 4 that I'm talking to you on, so I'm just going to
Switch
my service over to this one.
Just activate. You're just going to switch over to a service? So you're going to get rid of the whole new service?
No, Emily had this phone, and my daughter, and then she got her own phone, and so I remembered I had this one, so I got it down and started using it last night. I need to go down to the phone store and get the service changed over.
Oh, great. Do you know what kind of, what happens at the phone store?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how may I annoy you?
Yeah. Hi, how am I? I reached way up into your colon. And
Oh, you've come in with a phone you'd like to activate. Oh, well,
yeah.
How about I try to sell you something else and be a dickwad?
Right. Maybe I can reach up in there real deep and get your wallet through your duodenum or something.
Yeah, they'll sell you something. You're going to walk out of there with some kind of new adapter or something for your car or something that'll play music through your teeth that plugs into it.
I hope not.
Yeah, they
all I need is my service. I think what they're going to do, though, is making me pay a cancellation fee on this line because I had this line for Emily. I renewed just the contract on her line and given her this phone back in January. And then she got her own line in around March. So this phone's just been laying around in my bedroom, and I just remembered it last night. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got that iPhone 4. I'll just
I just happen to have an iPhone 4 just laying around. That's what kind of money I have.
I don't have any money. I think what they're going to do is probably charge me a cancellation fee to cancel her line out and then change my number over to this phone.
Yeah,
but that's still cheaper than going and buying another phone.
At least it's an iPhone 4. You don't have like one of those StarTech flip phones still laying around somewhere.
Probably in the junk drawer in the kitchen. I've got one.
I've got every cell phone I've ever bought in a drawer. I have seriously 8 cell phones in a drawer.
Really?
I've got them all the way almost to the brick phone. Not quite the Zach from Saved by the Bell phone, but right after that, that's when I started, like, okay, I got to get a new one of this. This one's not in color. You know, okay, this one's in color. Now this one's a little smaller. Now this one has texting capability. You know, I just, every one of those, I had to keep upgrading, and I've got all of them.
Yeah. The last Verizon phone I had up was I can't remember what the name of it was, but I like that phone pretty well. And I've sold that to one of my wife's girlfriends. She's still got Verizon, so I just sold it to her.
Didn't you think the flip
phone? I don't know where all my other phones are.
Did you have the flip phone?
Yeah, I think every phone up until I got the iPhone was a flip phone.
Yeah, that saved the butt dialing. You didn't have to worry about butt dialing with a flip phone.
Yeah, I think I got me and Kim both the same phone. Envy, too, that's what it was, the Envy. LG Envy.
Uh-huh.
And probably like 2 weeks after we got it, I think Kim left hers on the trunk of her Jetta when she was getting gas and then drove through Jacksonville with it on their trunk. And some guy found it on the side of the road and brought it to her a couple of weeks later, but we'd already switched over to iPhones by then.
Yeah, but did you look to see what pictures he had taken of it? He probably took pictures. He probably took pictures of his wiener and sent it, you know, here's your phone back.
There's some great macro shots of an earthworm on there.
All right, well, we'll get your either your phone fixed or we'll try it. We should try Skype. I've been working with the computer again, and I think I might have figured out how to run Skype through my actual laptop but not through the mixing board. So we could try that. Because I hate to waste you on a good, you know, good day with a bad cell signal.
Does this phone not sound right?
It sounds a little hollow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have quite the sound that we had before on it.
Huh. The other phone I had was a 3GS. This is a 4, so I figured this would sound better.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the microphone or you know, sometimes the connections, the cell connections, you could hang up and call back sometime and it'll be better, you know. Who knows?
That's all it is.
I should, or a landline. We should try a landline.
I don't even have a landline anymore.
You don't? You're one of those people?
Yeah, I canceled that a long time ago. After I realized I was paying like $80 a year for a landline and nobody was using it anymore.
Well, don't you have a fax machine?
Why do I have it? Huh?
You don't have a fax machine or anything that you need a landline for?
No fax machine.
Now you're like, God damn it, McGrew, what year are you living in that you still have a fax machine?
I have this newfangled thing called email.
Yeah, but you still have to sign things and get them to people, don't you? Don't you have to have contracts where the people say, fax that over to me?
Nah. You can do that on e-fax.
You and your new
your email.
You and your goddamn newfangled gadgets. How's a man supposed to keep up?
Hope you don't mind that I took a piss while we were talking. I need to go.
I hope you don't mind that I've been recording this whole entire thing.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
Yeah,
cool with me.
Yeah, that's. I figured. That's why I thought, well, I'll just call it and let it ring, and we'll start going, and if it what happens, happens, and I'll leave it in here.
Hell, I should have videotaped it.
I told you to Skype that sumbitch.
I'll have to go again in a minute. I'll film that one.
Oh.
I'll get a silk string onto a t-shirt.
What's that?
I'll get the picture silk string onto a t-shirt.
There you go.
Like a baby's extra small t-shirt. Sit right there between the shoulder blades.
I was waiting for the toilet to flush.
Oh, I kind of muffled that. I ran off before you could hear the toilet flush.
Yeah, here's what you don't need to do. This is when you go in there and you're on the phone and you take a big shit, and then you don't want to, and then you don't want to flush because you don't want people to know. So you get up and leave it. Leave it, and then you forget that you didn't flush.
Yeah, you don't want them to know the shit was so big that you had to plunge it.
Yeah, you can't be. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm just. Yeah, but then the worst part, since now you've walked out of the bathroom, you forgot to flush. All of a sudden, you hear, "Oh, baby, that's disgusting." Yeah. Nothing like having your wife or girlfriend find your big old beaver dam you left sticking up out of the water, cresting there.
Yeah, are you forgetting you did it, and you walk in there like 3 hours later, and you're like, God, she bought more potpourri. Ugh,
Or you forgot you're the one that actually took the shit, and you're like disgusted by her. You walk back in 3 hours later, see your own poop, didn't remember. You're like, God damn it, what'd she eat?
Look at this nasty-ass spoiler you left floating around in here.
Oh. I'm not going to want to have sex with her tonight. Sure.
No, it wouldn't slow me down.
Don't you ever just leave it and kind of bring it? Like, come on, honey, come in here, look at this. Look what you left. Look what you left.
I've seen both my kids come out of that thing and I'll still go in it.
That's just nasty.
Yeah, you think that'd be enough to drive me away?
You know, if God, you know, I love God. I think he's done a good thing designing stuff. But I've always wondered why he put the sewage plant so close to the playground.
That is an odd thing to do.
Isn't it?
And why did he torture men by putting our ovaries in a bag on the outside of our bodies? So
exactly.
We got to wear good tight-fitting pants when we're scaling barbed wire fences.
Well, that's what the girlfriend said one day. We were talking about how, you know, naked women are considered art, but, you know, she's like, naked guys just don't work for most women. You know, there's just something, you know, they're sleek and everything's tucked in on the woman and it's all curves. And then you got the guy.
They're not all tucked in.
It's not all tucked in. Well, if it's not, there's doctors that can fix that now. They'll roll that back like the lid of a tuna can and sew it shut. Oh, the vaginal rejuvenation centers.
Yeah, I'll rejuvenate that for you.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have that thing reshanked, ma'am.
You have to slide a 5-pound ham up in there and pull the bone out.
I wonder if
I wonder if
the women that go to get their junk fixed or and resized actually do they should take their husbands. You know what I mean? I need it to fit that.
They're like, sorry, we don't have any drawstrings this inch up that tightly. And what do they do with the leftover anyway?
I think they make spam.
Do they? I was thinking maybe they stuff subacala pillows with because those things are really soft.
They turn it into Calgon powder and it takes me away.
It's an ancient Chinese secret.
The new labia soap.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm gonna actually that was pretty good. I may save some of this stuff right off the bat. what I can understand, it's been pretty good here. It's just a little echoey compared to your last call. But I am sure the listeners are going to love it. Here's some good news. Speaking of listeners, if you're aware, we got picked up here at Remasculate by Stitcher Radio. And,
I heard that.
Yeah, Stitcher's really cool. It's kind of got all the podcasts and stuff. Well, it just came out today in the news that Chevy and Stitcher have come to an agreement, and some of the new models of Chevrolet will have Stitcher Radio built in to their new models. So that's really good.
I saw that, and I was laughing about the name of the new Chevy models, too.
Yeah, they had some weird names, didn't they?
Yeah, what was one of those was like the Spork.
the new Chevy Spork.
What the fuck is a Spork?
It's a sporty little car.
You can't commit.
It's a sports truck.
It's a Spork. I don't know what to say about
it. It's a Spork. Would you like to take the Spork for a spin?
Is that what it is? The Chevy Spork? Seriously?
I don't know. No,
or have I just convinced myself?
I think you just convinced yourself it's the Spork. But I bet you there's going to be some Chevy exec going, the Chevy Spork. That does sound pretty good.
It does. Noncommittal.
Uh-huh.
Hey, the Spork, it's sporty. It's forking. Run on batteries. It's a Spork.
Right. And the Spork is easy to handle and can handle most, anything it's given. You know, that's kind of an all-terrain thing to it, because you get a Spork at Taco Bell, you could eat a salad, you could eat a soup, This is a...
It can handle what it's given as long as you don't task it with getting you back and forth to work if you live more than 3 miles from your house.
The new Chevy Spork.
Mm-hmm. 6 mile round trip guaranteed on one 15-hour charge. You could drive from Nashville to Colorado in six months.
Yeah, 6 months. Well, just don't hope you own a Spork on those one days when you realize you didn't flush your big old crap and you need to rush home. Because the Spork won't get you back in time.
Bring the extension cord and make sure the motel room that you rent has three-pronged ground plugs.
What is up with that? What's it with those plugs? Can't we get rid of that yet? Haven't we come up as a society that we do no longer need a three-plugged anything? Because I can't find my fucking adapter half the time.
No, I'm pretty sure when Ben Franklin discovered electricity, he decided we needed a ground. So probably going to have that third prong, I would imagine.
Well, speaking of Ben Franklin and electricity, I'm glad you brought that up. I have always thought that was proof that Ben Franklin smoked dope and got high as shit. Is because who else would think, I should put a key on the end of this string and go stand in a storm and see what the fuck happens?
What did he have a key to in the late 1700s anyway? Was it like his girlfriend's chastity belt or something?
Yeah.
And a big old skeleton key, right?
Yeah. What was
chastity belt's skeleton key on a kite and fly it around and see if I can't get shocked to death?
Yeah. Maybe this key will light up. Yeah, and then I can find out where I hid the bitch because I am so high.
Yeah, and then maybe some dude named Thomas Edison will come along like 100 years later and invent a light bulb that'll run off the shit that I discovered. I don't know what I'm going to do with this right now, but I'm sure there's some good future use for this thing.
Yeah, the light up key. And now we get one. The new Chevy Spork comes with a light-up key to help you find the ignition and your doorknob in the night.
And Stitcher Radio built right into the steering wheel.
Yay! There's a plug right there! Yay! All right, dude, I'm going to let you go. We're at 31 minutes because I had recorded a little bit before I called you. So this is perfect timing for this show. When you get your new phone, give me a holler, and we will do another one of these.
Okay.
You promise?
I promise.
All right.
I'm going this afternoon to get my phone changed over.
All right, dude, as soon as you do, send me an email, and maybe we'll try to get another one in this week.
Okay.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you later. Mike Jones, see ya.
All right. See you later.
All right. That about wraps it up for me here today at Remasculate. Glad you tuned in. Hope you had a great time. Want to say thank you to Perky Jerky, the action-packed snack. Check them out at perkyjerky.com. And a new contest is going to happen soon with the folks from Pop Chips. I love me some Pop Chips. And we've been talking to them. We may do a giveaway. We are going to do a giveaway. It's going to be Pop Chips for a month. 1 month's worth of Pop Chips. And we're going to give that away starting pretty soon. And I'll give you all the details. So keep listening on how to do that. I'll post that on my Facebook and Twitter account. And by the way, you can reach me on Facebook. And you can find me on Twitter. It's at Steve McGrew. Be sure and look up Perky Jerky on Twitter. Look up Pop Chips on Twitter. And let's all be Twitter buddies. Yeah, because I love Twitter. So I put some of my dumbest, stupidest stuff on there. And you thought it was all on here. Get out of here! All right, have fun. See ya. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo, and their underwear, thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind?